second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick with you today. Darren McFarlane on vacation, but we have received word that he will be available for Silly Underdog Picks coming up at noon, so look forward to that. But right now, we say hello to the GM, Floyd Reese. 2 to 6 weekdays with Jared Stillman here on ESPN 102.5, the game, but joins us every Thursday. Floyd, how are we?
Outstanding. How are you guys?
Oh, doing fantastic.
Good.
Always look forward to these conversations with you on a Thursday. So the Titans coming off that loss a week ago against the Indianapolis Colts, they've had the long weekend, the mini bye, as they like to call it, to try and recover. And we just went through the injury report, and a lot of big names listed on this report, Floyd, of guys that either have been limited in practice or we don't know. But I'll start with Adoree Jackson. He didn't practice yesterday. No word if he's going to go again today. They have added him to the active roster. In your mind, how long do they really have to use that roster spot to determine if he truly is going to be able to come back and help them this year?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think they'd know by now. You know, it's been over half a season. And you'd like to think they have some kind of an indication as to whether or not he's going to come back, you know, in a day, in a week, in a month, whatever the case may be, because you're exactly right. I mean, at a point in time, it's futile. You know, you're saying, okay, fine, come back or not, doesn't make any difference. It would certainly be nice to get him back and get him on the field. Jeez, it seems like it's been forever. I don't know what this injury could have been. This would be interesting. I guess at some point in time we'll find out, but you know, it's obvious not an ACL. I don't know if it was maybe an MCL or an LCL or, you know, I don't think it could be meniscus. You know, this is too long. Scope, it's too long. So I don't know where he is.
Do you think he had a setback in there, Floyd?
Could have been, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, periodically you'll have a scope and maybe that scope will get infected and, you know, you go from there. But, I mean, as long as it's taken, it's either, like I said, you know, it's an MCL that's been torn, that's, you know, they had to repair and get that back, and that's taken longer, or it's, you know, something that reoccurred. Because there was a point in time, I want to say, it seems like forever ago, that he actually practiced. You know, he came back and practiced a couple of days. And so then back then, you know, this is like 3-4 weeks ago. You're thinking, oh, okay, things must be coming along. And then he disappears again. So, you know, now you look back on it and you think, well, maybe he re-injured it some way.
Floyd, the day, I can imagine as a general manager, the day after the draft, you sit there and you look at your picks and you go, yeah, all right, I did good. I feel really, really good about what I've added to my roster. And then you kind of see how things work out. That's kind of the process. John Robinson right now had to feel good about his draft class this year, but for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to really see exactly what they are, because we know everything going on with Isaiah Wilson. Darrington Evans has been hurt. You've had Fulton that's been hurt. Chris Jackson has been banged up some, but he's shown some flashes. Murchison shown some flashes. So how difficult is that for a general manager to know, like, I still feel like I did good and we have a good draft class, but I just haven't really been able to, I guess, count the fruits of my labor so far.
And you know, it's interesting because with John, if you kind of look back at his record, it seems like we've had this more than not. You know, you look at Simmons. We bring him in, he's hurt. So, you know, you go half a season and he comes back, and when he comes back, he's a house of fire, you know, so you feel good about that. But even with Davis, remember Davis, didn't he get hurt? Didn't he pull a hamstring?
Oh, yeah. Very late getting going.
Yeah, right off the bat. And so, you know, now he's into halfway through the season before he gets going. So
Rashawn Evans took a while to get going. He had a training camp
That's
issue.
Right.
Couldn't get on the field.
Yeah. So we've seen that a little bit. So, you know, I would imagine this year, I'm not sure how you grade any of these young guys in a year like this. You know, I think any of the guys that are playing are obviously good picks, guys you're excited about. But there's such a large percentage of the guys that aren't playing and aren't really doing much. You know, how much of that is the COVID-19? How much of it is no off season? I don't know how they can measure that, but at the end of the season, I'm sure they'll take time to figure it out.
As they get ready for the Ravens this week, I know that, you know, Mike Vrabel has been the last year's last year, and you kind of feel that way, but with the offense for Baltimore virtually the same, how much do you look at the film from the playoff game, or are you looking more from games of this year to try and dissect what you're going to do against them?
Yeah, no, I think you're looking at films from this year. You don't throw away the film from last year. You'll look at it, and I think you look at two things. You look at, okay, this is what we did and did effectively. How will they respond this time around? You know, what will they do differently to try to counter that, anticipating you using it again? And the other thing you look at are your matchups. You know, how did Evans play against their center? How did, you know, Simmons play against one of the guards? You know, those kinds of things. And I think that kind of helps you determine where your strengths and weaknesses are going to be. But other than that, you know, each game is so different and so many different things happen and affect the outcome of the game that you kind of blow a lot of that stuff off.
Was Ravens week for you kind of up there with like Steelers week or some of the other rivalries that you guys had?
Yeah, for sure. Especially since we got here, you know, we'd kind of had back and forth with Baltimore, but I think when we got here, you know, I think a couple of things that were really, really big. I think, first of all, we were both pretty good teams. And so, you know, the game was big. You know, the outcome of the game was going to be magnified later on in the year. And I think both teams were so physical. And when you have those real physical matches like that, you know, it's kind of a yearly test of manhood, if you will. And I think they, you know, there's that element that always played a part in it. You know, we can remember back to, you know, Eddie George and Ray Lewis and collisions and, you know, situations on the sideline and, you know, all kinds of different things that I think helped spark that rivalry, you know, get it going. I'm not sure it's as passionate now as it was then, but they're a good team. We're a good team. You know, we went up there and beat them last year, knocked them out of the playoffs, and they can't be happy about that. Both teams are kind of in a similar situation in that this game is a big game. You know, this is a game that you got to get a W at all costs. And so I think this will be a battle.
Floyd Reese is with us talking Titans Ravens. And Floyd, you've been really hitting on this point for a few weeks. What has been happening a lot to the Titans defense is they've been getting just carved up by good pocket passers and teams that can spread it out three wide, four wide, or get a running back involved, and they're just finding some of the weak links on the Titans secondary, and they can't really supplement that with a pass rush very much. But if you look at the Ravens offense, that's not really how they go about it. They have a very different, unorthodox offense, and it's worked really well. But in a way, is that almost a better matchup for the Titans defense?
You know, I think it will be. As crazy as that sounds. Because ideally, and the thing that we did so well the last time we played them was we got ahead and we forced Lamar to be a pocket passer. And I think that's what you want to do. And if you can do that, then you've got a chance. That's not his forte. You know, it's all the other things. And yet I think he's buying into some of this. People are saying, well, you know, the area he's got to improve. He's got to improve as a pocket passer. He's got to improve, you know, his passing outside the hash marks. He's got to, you know, improve his passing down the field. And I think all of those things have kind of creeped into his mind a little bit. And I take this really from the New England game last week. You know, there were times New England just rushed three guys and weren't really that concerned with getting them there. as much as they were concerned with keeping him in the pocket. But they would rush three guys, and then the fourth guy was kind of a spy in case he did get out. And Lamar, you know, struggled with that a bit. And so, you know, I think you're looking at those kinds of things and you're thinking, okay, where traditionally, as we all know, you got to put pressure on the quarterback, got to knock him down, got to get him off his point, got to all that stuff. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to fit in this week. It's going to be really, really interesting.
We know Baltimore has an excellent defense, but they are missing some key guys. I'm looking at their numbers for the year against the rush on Football Outsiders. They're ranked third. They've done a really good job, but as we know, if anybody watched that Sunday night game, the Patriots really ran the ball effectively. What did they do? Is it just the injuries, and can the Titans take advantage of that?
Yeah, I think the injuries were big. You know, Campbell didn't play, and then I think Williams got hurt during the game. And those are their two Jeff Simmons guys, you know. And when they're in there, the run is 50% harder. I've heard that Campbell may not play, and they were kind of waiting on Williams, so maybe we'll find out later about that. But it would certainly help without those guys in there. And we all know that we're going to try to run the ball, and that, you know, the better the day is for Derek, probably the better the day is going to be for the Titans. And so if we can do that, that would be gigantic. And you're right. New England did a good job of running the ball, and it did just what we wanted. You know, they weren't, Baltimore wasn't having a lot of success running the ball. Lamar was kind of bottled up, and now you're holding on to the ball. Well, that little bit of panic that sets in when you fall 14 points behind, all of a sudden is magnified because you're not getting the ball back. How are we going to catch up if we don't get the ball? And, you know, I think if there was a game plan or a blueprint I could draw up for us in this game, that would be it.
You can go far enough back to the era where the more you could give it to the main running back, the better, right? You didn't worry about, you know, 370 carries as opposed to 390 or 400, but teams definitely are more conscious of that now. It does look like there is certainly evidence that would tell you a wear and tear. You know, we always talk about the 400 carry year that Eddie George had. You can go back to the Earl Campbell era. There was probably more guys like that back then. It seems like the Titans are conscious about the right amount of workload for Derrick Henry, but they also know there's going to be some games where he is going to need to carry it 25 or 30 times. So where do you stand on all that, the workload issue for Henry?
You know, I, of course, when we had Eddie, that, you know, we were going to run Eddie. That was going to be it. I think they're being smart with Derrick, and I think they're being smart, and hopefully the latter part of this year will reap the benefits of all that, because that's, you know, starting now. But for these next seven games, I mean, it's going to be critical that he can run the ball. So, you know, anything you can do, and it's not like we're going from, you know, 100 miles an hour to 1 mile an hour. You know, those guys, the backups we've seen are not Derrick Henry. We're not pretending they are. But you're going from 100 to, you know, maybe 55, and maybe that's okay. You know, maybe if they can go in there and they can get 30 or 40 yards and spell Derrick, you know, maybe he wouldn't have gotten any more. And so, you know, you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. So, I mean, I like the idea. If it down the line gets him an extra year, then, you know, then we'll really reap the benefits.
Last one, Floyd. You are a former special teams coach. In general terms, like, we know that the Titans have had all kinds of issues on special teams, really in every facet. And the headline is always the field goal kicking and the punting when you have a disaster like you had on Thursday. But really, covering kicks and returning kicks, they really haven't had a good year at all. Is it fixable? How fixable is special teams compared to other facets of the game in the course of a season?
Yeah, you know, it's when it comes to kickers, and I got this largely from kickers, but when it comes to kickers, they're unique. You've heard me say that before. I mean, they're a different breed. they want to do the same thing every single time. If you watch like a field goal kicker, when he gets ready to kick, you know, he's going to find his spot. He's going to take his couple of steps back. He's going to, you know, move to the left or right exactly the same way every single time. And that's what they want with the snaps and with the holds. And when they don't get that, rightly or wrongly, I mean, it becomes a problem quickly. Punters, you know, you watch punters all the time, and not every punt snap is going to be as good as a field goal PAT snap. But, you know, no, very, very, and we've been fortunate here. I mean, very seldom do we get a ball rolling back. You know, very seldom do we get a ball snapped over the head. So they put it within an area that the punter can get it and get started in the direction he wants to go. The other areas I think are a concern for me because I know, and you guys know, I mean, we have kept players on this roster just for punt protection, just for kick returns, just for covering kicks, just for covering punts. I mean, we got a couple of guys there, you know, brought them in as special teamers, signed them as special teamers. And so when you see the displays that we've seen coming from the special teams, I mean, the changes I don't like. And I know the players don't like. I'm talking about the kickers, snappers, holders. They don't like it either. But the other aspect, I mean, we should be better. We haven't had a kick return or a punt return in so long. I mean,
it's hard to remember good
ones. I've forgotten what they look like.
Yeah.
I just feel like special teams across the league is just not what it used to be in general. Like you've had, I know they moved the extra point back, but kicking, you know, punting coverage, returns, it's all just not what it once was.
Yeah. I mean, you've taken the kick, the kick return out of it completely. And kick returns were always one of my favorites. You know, I mean, there's nothing more exciting than a kick return for a touchdown. I mean, I always thought that was just such a big play. But we've almost eliminated that. You know, it's almost impossible to even get a return, let alone a good return. And the punters are getting so darn good.
Boy, they
that,
are.
You know, you end up, it's inside the 10 or you're fair catching it or whatever the case may be almost on a weekly basis.
He is the GM, Floyd Reese, 2-6 weekdays here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, appreciate it as always. We'll do it again next week.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Floyd Reese, again, check him out, 2 o'clock today, and also on our pregame show on Sunday before the Titans and the Ravens. A lot to discuss there, Willie, and we'll do that. And if you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025, you can call or text driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do that. And we will discuss the Titans more next here on Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joint. Blue Note Juke Joint here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.